$1 billion a year. That's what Apple just agreed to pay Google to put a Gemini brain inside Siri. And the same keynote opened the iPhone to Claude. Tim Cook's last act as CEO was conceding the AI model race and turning Apple into the world's biggest AI distribution platform. Welcome to AI in 15 for Monday, June 8th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big day, Marcus. Apple's WWDC opens with a Gemini-powered Siri, native Claude on iPhone, and Tim Cook's farewell. The Pentagon doubles down on replacing Anthropic in classified systems. Alphabet announces an $80 billion equity raise to fund AI capex. SK Hynix and Micron crash the $1 trillion club on AI memory demand. Bernie Sanders introduces a bill to seize 50% of OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI. A viral Hacker News post asks whether LLMs are ending the software engineering career. And San Diego State University quietly installs 1,300 AI cameras, 330 of them in dorms. Apple chooses to be the platform, not the model. The capital markets test $1 trillion AI math. And a university wires its dorms with intelligence. Lead story, Marcus. Walk me through Apple's WWDC keynote.
Genuinely historic morning in Cupertino, Kate. Tim Cook walked the Apple Park stage for the last time as CEO, before handing the role to John Ternus on September 1st. He spent most of the keynote on AI, and the headline is exactly what the Saturday rumor mill predicted, but bigger. Siri is being rebuilt from scratch on a custom 1.2 trillion parameter Google Gemini model, in a deal Bloomberg pegs at roughly $1 billion a year. It is arguably the largest enterprise AI contract Google has ever signed.
And it runs where, Marcus?
Entirely inside Apple's private cloud compute infrastructure, Kate. On Apple Silicon servers, end-to-end. Apple's contract explicitly prevents Google from using user queries to train future Gemini models. The new Siri lives in a standalone app with a chatbot-style interface, a system-wide search or ask gesture, dynamic island integration, and personal context access to your emails, photos, files, and whatever's on screen. So it's a real assistant for the first time, with memory of who you are.
But here's the part I didn't see coming.
Apple Intelligence Extensions. Kate, for the first time, users can pick ChatGPT, Gemini, or Anthropic's Claude as their preferred backend across iOS 27, iPadOS 27, and macOS 27. Native Claude integration across the entire Apple stack, instantly exposing Anthropic's model to a potential 2.2 billion devices. And it lands just days after Anthropic's confidential S1 filing.
So, Marcus, what's the big read?
Apple is publicly conceding the frontier model race, Kate, and choosing to be the distribution platform instead of the builder. It tethers the most profitable consumer hardware franchise on Earth to Google's model quality. But in exchange, Apple keeps the operating system, the privacy story, and crucially, the leverage to switch providers. If Gemini gets sloppy, Claude is one settings toggle away. If Anthropic's S1 disappoints, ChatGPT is right there. The libertarian read here is actually clean. Apple just imported competition into its own platform, rather than trying to win a race it had already lost. For Anthropic, this is the consumer brand moment of the year, arriving days before its IPO. For Google, it vindicates the Gemini bet. For OpenAI, frankly, it's a small step backwards. Sam Altman spent 2 years convincing the world ChatGPT was the consumer AI brand. Apple just put Claude and Gemini on equal footing inside the assistant on every iPhone.
Quick hits. Marcus, the Pentagon story has a new beat.
It does, Kate. We covered the Anthropic-Pentagon supply chain risk fight extensively last week. The new piece this week, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has now formally rejected Anthropic's plea to reconsider that designation. Bloomberg confirms the Pentagon has begun formal trials of OpenAI and Google Gemini models with 25 of its top AI power users across 5 military theater commands, racing to fully replace Claude in classified workflows by August. A federal judge in San Francisco ruled in Anthropic's favor, blocking the supply chain risk label. But the DC circuit refused to halt the Pentagon's actions during appeal. So Anthropic wins in court and loses in practice.
And the underlying issue is the same as we discussed Friday.
Exactly, Kate. Anthropic's two founding red lines: no mass domestic surveillance, no autonomous weapons targeting humans without a human in the loop, are the exact reasons the Pentagon is moving on. This is the first big test of whether AI safety positioning is a moat or a market disqualifier. And right now it's looking like a disqualifier for the most lucrative federal contracts. Expect more US AI vendors to quietly drop their published no weapons clauses by year end.
Marcus, the Alphabet equity raise, the number is staggering.
$80 billion, Kate, announced June 1st alongside the Anthropic S1 news. $30 billion in underwritten public offerings, half in mandatory convertible preferred, half in common stock. A $40 billion at-the-market program starting in Q3. And a $10 billion private placement to Berkshire Hathaway at roughly $350 per share. Proceeds fund 2026 CapEx, now projected at as much as $190 billion, with further increases telegraphed for 2027.
Why does Alphabet, of all companies, need to raise equity?
That's the part worth pausing on, Kate. Alphabet generates over $100 billion in operating cash flow annually. The fact that even Google is issuing equity to fund GPU buildouts tells you the AI CapEx demand has outrun big tech's operating cash flow entirely. Combine this with Anthropic's S1 at $965 billion, OpenAI's filing expected within weeks, and SpaceX pricing this Thursday at over $1.75 trillion. Goldman Sachs is now projecting $160 billion in 2026 IPO proceeds, quadrupling 2025. Three near-trillion-dollar AI IPOs in a single quarter is unprecedented, and the Buffett $10 billion check is the tell. The Oracle of Omaha doesn't typically chase AI hype. When he writes that check, the capital cycle is mainstream.
Marcus, SK Hynix, and Micron crossing $1 trillion.
Real milestone, Kate. SK Hynix briefly joined the trillion-dollar club in late May, with shares jumping 11% on May 27. Micron crossed the same line the prior week. SK Hynix is NVIDIA's primary supplier of high-bandwidth memory, HBM, and reported Q1 2026 operating margins of approximately 72%. Read that number again. 72% operating margin on a commodity-looking memory product. HBM customer demand already exceeds the company's planned production capacity for the next 3 years. South Korea is now the first non-US country with $2 trillion companies, SK Hynix and Samsung.
And the volatility piece.
Real, Kate. SK Hynix slid back below the trillion mark about 10 days later, falling to roughly $943 billion in a single session of forced selling. So this is not a stable position yet. But the structural story matters more than the day-to-day. HBM, not compute, is now the tightest bottleneck in the AI stack. Everyone watched NVIDIA for 2 years. Now SK Hynix and Micron are the canaries. If HBM supply stays tight through 2027, AI inference prices stay elevated, which underwrites the API pricing Anthropic and OpenAI need to justify their IPO valuations. The Apple-Google-Gemini-Siri deal we opened with, that's also riding on HBM availability inside Apple's private cloud compute.
Marcus, the Sanders bill, 50% of the AI giants.
One of the more remarkable political alignments I've seen, Kate. Bernie Sanders introduced the American AI Sovereign Wealth Fund Act last week. It would impose a one-time 50% stock tax, paid in equity, not cash, on the largest AI companies, including OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI. The federal government would receive voting shares and board representation. Dividends would flow into a sovereign wealth fund, paying direct cash distributions to American citizens. Sanders' argument, since AI is built on the collective knowledge of humanity, the wealth it generates must benefit humanity.
And the surprise endorsement pattern.
This is the part, Kate. OpenAI has itself floated a public wealth fund concept, giving citizens an AI ownership stake. Anthropic has suggested national sovereign wealth funds with stakes in AI. Even the Trump White House has reportedly signaled openness to some version. So you have a Democratic socialist senator and the Trump administration nodding at roughly the same general idea. The bill won't pass in its current 50% form, but the underlying concept, public claim on AI value, is no longer fringe. Expect a bipartisan version with a smaller equity stake, maybe 5 or 10%, in 2027.
The libertarian objection writes itself.
It does, Kate. And I'd flag it honestly. Equity confiscation by any other name is still equity confiscation. And once Washington owns board seats at the Frontier Labs, the model alignment question becomes a political question. The same week Anthropic is fighting the Pentagon in court for refusing surveillance work. Imagine that fight with the government sitting on Anthropic's board.
Marcus, the viral Hacker News post.
Hit a generational nerve, Kate. A pseudonymous developer's essay topped Hacker News yesterday. 883 points, 868 comments. The title, LLMs are eroding my software engineering career and I don't know what to do. The author argues that the three pillars he built his career on, domain depth, execution speed, and judgment about codebase quality, are being eroded by Claude class agents. His most quoted line, "Nobody needs A or B grade codebases anymore because they're being made for LLMs." The comments split sharply. Some insisted humans still own high-stakes domains like finance and tax law. Others noted the improvement rate makes today's exemptions look temporary.
And the labor market data.
Mixed but pointed, Kate. Indeed shows software engineer postings up 11% year over year, faster than the overall job market. So the macro headline is fine. But graduate hire sentiment is at its most pessimistic since 2020, with employers attributing the drop directly to AI doing the junior tasks. The market is rebalancing. Fewer junior roles, more senior roles supervising agent swarms, and new categories emerging, like AI orchestration specialist and MLOps lead. The honest question isn't whether developers are useful, it's how many of them the economy needs, and what the training pipeline looks like when juniors can't get hired.
Pair this with the Anthropic numbers we covered Friday.
Exactly, Kate. 80% of code merged at Anthropic is now Claude. This is the dominant cultural conversation among developers right now, and the politics of it will leak into the 2027 election cycle. Watch for the first major party candidate to explicitly run on AI labor protection, probably late this year.
Last quick hit, Marcus. The SDSU camera story.
Genuinely chilling investigation by the Daily Aztec, Kate. San Diego State University quietly spent over $1.3 million upgrading its surveillance network to more than 1,300 AI-enabled cameras across classroom buildings, dining halls, gyms, and dorms. About 28%, roughly 330 cameras, are inside student residential buildings. SDSU's housing license agreement makes no mention of the cameras. Neither the Guide to Community Living nor the SDSU housing website disclose that the cameras have AI capabilities. Students and faculty only learned of the system after the Daily Aztec's investigation went up.
And the university's defense.
SDSU's chief communications officer insists the AI features are limited to basic motion detection. No facial recognition, no behavioral profiling, Kate. But the cameras could be activated for those uses if policy changed. and the hardware is already installed. That's the model. Public universities are becoming the soft target for AI-enabled surveillance rollouts. Lower oversight than corporate deployments, captive student populations who can't opt out, IT budgets generous enough to deploy at scale, and lease agreements written before AI cameras were a thing. Expect this to be the template across the California State and University of California systems by fall. And expect this to be the privacy story of 2026 and 2027.
Big picture, Marcus.
The thread I keep pulling on today is embedding, Kate. AI is moving from a separate product category into the operating system layer of every domain. Apple just admitted it can't beat the frontier and made itself the switchboard for it. The Pentagon is shopping models like commodities. Alphabet is raising $80 billion in equity because operating cash flow no longer covers AI capex. Public universities are wiring cameras with intelligence by default. The capital markets are absorbing trillion-dollar valuations on the assumption these models are now economic infrastructure, not novelties. And Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are agreeing on roughly the same direction of travel.
And the libertarian red.
The bottleneck is shifting from compute to capital and to regulation, Kate. Western frontier labs are inviting the state in. Sovereign wealth funds, IPO disclosures, AI Act compliance. At exactly the moment, Chinese open weights models are closing the capability gap at 1/10 the price. The question for the next 2 years isn't whether AI gets better. It's whether the West's AI advantage survives its own regulatory and capital market gravity. Apple choosing Google's model is a market verdict on the closed platform game. SK Hynix at 72% margins is a market verdict on the HBM bottleneck. The Sanders bill is a political verdict that the public wants in. All three verdicts arrive in the same week.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.